It's time for Wildcat News, a look at what's going on in the Humboldt Community Schools, brought to you by Northwest Bank.
It is 7:23, 25 degrees. We have Dave Orr, talking robotics today. And you just mentioned before we went on the air that this is 5 years for the program.
Yeah, that's correct. 5 years ago, the previous coach, Ryan Bowman, took a position in Clear Lake and moved into that position, and we've been rolling ever since.
So you've been doing the robotics for 5 years, but how long has robotics been involved in the Humboldt schools?
That started around 2010, so it's about 15 years of having
15 years, sure.
It's pretty cool that a community like Humboldt has a robotics team. In the NCC, there's only two conference teams with a robotics program, so we're pretty fortunate to be in a community that offers these type of opportunities for students.
When I think of robotics, I mean, they have all of these AI robots now that they can walk, they can talk, they can do all kinds of work. I mean, how does that apply to what you guys are learning?
Yeah, part of our competition, the first 30 seconds, in fact, is it's called autonomous. They're running automatically without any controls. And when they're doing that, they're using light sensors, color sensors to move to certain locations and perform certain operations. So they're all that programming is done so that they can work without any controls. And then the competition moves into the majority of the competition where it's being controlled by humans and performing a task.
What projects have they been working on?
I come here in January every year, and it's pretty good timing for me to be here because this week in particular is the biggest week of our season. We go to our league championships this Saturday. That's in Clear Lake, and that's where it's all on the line. That's where we're playing to try to advance to state. Mm-hmm. And so at this time of the year, it's late hours. We're fine tuning things. The robot's built. We've had our regular season. We're fine-tuning the programming, the autonomous I talked about. We have to do some tweaking, too. We're practicing our final drives, but it's go time now for the RoboCats.
Do they have to pick something up? Do they have to pour a cup of coffee? Do they have to make an arrest? What do they have to do?
Yeah, every year, every season, it's a different challenge. This one's pretty unique this year. It's pretty simple in that there's not a lot of different tasks. It's shooting these oversized wiffle balls into this big basket. So you kind of think basketball. So they have to pick them up in certain color combinations, and they have to be able to launch them from different locations into this pretty tall basket. So that requires its own challenges in itself. But yeah, that's basically the challenge this year is these 5-inch wiffle balls. You got to somehow get them into your robot and then somehow shoot them 10 feet away, 5 feet up. And so it's a pretty viewer-friendly competition this year because there's these wiffle balls going all over. Yeah, every year poses its own unique challenges to the design and programming.
Is this a self-funded program, or do you get help from the schools?
Yeah, for the most part, in the past, we've been completely self-funded. And that's kind of part of the robotics program is that outreach to community and getting community support. We do that every year. And this year, as always, again, grateful to be in the community of Humboldt. The businesses, from mom and pop to the bigger businesses, all are really generous. The service organizations, we rely on them a lot, even just personal donors. So yeah, as always, it's great to be in this community where we get that backing.
What kind of dollars are we talking about within an average year?
Between registration and every new robot requires new hardware, it's $3,000 to $4,000.
$3,000 to $4,000. So $5,000 would cover it for the year. How many kids do you have involved with the robotics program?
The last few years, we've kind of prided ourselves on having the biggest team at these events, and we're down a little bit this year. I think in part, we've become a really pretty solid robotics team. We've advanced to state the last 2 years, which is really something to accomplish. I think part of this success is understanding the volume of hours it requires to be good. So the kids we have are really committed, but we'll have to do a job of finding kids to fit the program. They're out there, but we have six this year. Braden Lennon-Meyer is a junior. He's the guy that does the programming for our robot. So he's it's tough to even put in the amount of hours he's spending doing the coding, the programming, the researching. Trial and error is repetitive. You know, some kids go home, they play video games at night, and Braden's, you know, programming a robot, putting lines of code together. So you got to have a guy that's going to be, that has those skills and is willing to do that. Braden does that. Joel Thurm's a senior. He's kind of a captain. He built a genius fabricator, a genius with his ideas. And so he does a lot of the building, the physical fabrication of our robot. If you look at our robot, it has a lot of parts to it that we designed ourselves, 3D printed on our printers. And he does all that design work and prints that. So we have a really sharp looking robot this year. Joel has a lot to do with that. Kayla Weinert, she's a senior. She's kind of the glue of our team, holds everything together. A big part of our competition this Saturday in Clear Lake is you have to kind of interview with judges and talk about your whole season process and how you went from the beginning of the season to the end. And that comes in the form of an engineer's notebook. And Kayla's headed that up the last few years. She's been part of the program since a freshman. Samuel Halverson, another senior, kind of our think tank guy. He kind of challenges some ideas, proposes new ideas. You need a guy like that to make sure you're refining your thoughts and you end up with a better product. Another senior is Charles Leshner. He's kind of, we call him the Swiss Army knife. He kind of will do anything. He'll program, he'll fabricate, he'll do anything. Heck, one meet, they didn't have a MC for the meet, so they asked if anyone would. So Charles was the MC for one of our season meets. And lastly, we have a freshman in Addie Ruby. Kind of as a ninth grader, you got to kind of learn the ropes. You got to kind of do a lot of observing and learning because it's a lot. So she's done a great job of that. And she's also done kind of taken hold of our fundraising. So you need a variety of personalities, a variety of skills, and we've got them this year. And we've got a really, really good robot, and we're really excited for Saturday.
Sounds like a great team. Let's go back to the robot. What are the dimensions of this thing?
When you get to the check-in, they have this big wooden box. It's 18 inches by 18 inches by 18 inches, and they set it over your robot, and if it doesn't fit, you better change something quick. So that's kind of the parameters of the size. Now, it can expand once you get out competing, and lots of robots do, but that's basically the dimensions you have to build that within. And our robot this year is a pretty solid. It's a heavy robot, and we fill that box up pretty good.
What kind of materials do you use in this?
Go Build is a company that we get our metal that we use for the frame and the chassis. They also offer a lot of the products that kind of fit the season, like a flywheel or certain, you know, to launch a ball that far, you need motors we didn't have, 6,000 RPM motors. So yeah, there's companies that provide those type of materials, and that gives you kind of the frame of your robot and then finding things that you want. But a lot of the things that we do to fill out our robot are we custom build ourselves.
Are you using primarily aluminum? So it's a little bit lighter, but still workable.
Yep.
What a wonderful program.
We're really, like I said, fortunate to have it here. Like I said, only two schools in our conference offer it. It's a great program for kids that you're really being an engineer. And the competitions are fun. And this Saturday's intense. That's, again, we had earlier like a wheel fall off our robot, and in a regular season, yeah, that's kind of funny and stuff, but on the league championship, it's intense. It's sweating it out, hoping that at the end of the day, you're standing on the podium and you're heading to state. So we like our chances. We feel we have a top robot to advance, but you never know what happens. So we don't count anything out, and we're really excited.
And that competition is this Saturday in Clear Lake. And then when is state?
So, yep, Saturday, Clear Lake is the league championship, and then state is the end of February, beginning of March, last weekend in February. And that's in Coralville at the Extreme Arena. So we've made it there the last 2 years. We don't want to take it for granted. We've worked awfully hard. But, boy, we sure want to get back there.
Well, good luck to you and the students. Best to the robot program.
Thanks. Thanks for having us on. We appreciate that.
A robotics program.
Yep.
Yeah, I got you. Dave Orr has been our guest on Wildcat News on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt.